you want a professional to weigh in on that. So for us, you know, we start consulting gigs. Like if you spend like $1,000 with us, we'll help you figure this out. You don't have to spend more money than that. We'll give you the strategy. But that $1,000 is going to help you not waste the next $10,000. Whether the $10,000 is in a month or a year, you're going to know where to go to spend it, right? So you can ascertain our knowledge and then go off and do it yourself. And then we would advise you to work with us or another expert to do it for you, but you can do it yourself. But the strategy is the most important plan here, most important part of the process.
Welcome to Biz Help for You, the show that saves you the expensive learning curve by providing advice from industry experts in every facet of the entrepreneurial journey. Too many small businesses collapse. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, 20% fail within their first year, and less than 35% make it to their 10th anniversary. The goal of this podcast is to change that statistic. So if you're interested in learning more to be a successful entrepreneur, tune in today.
Let me tell you a little bit about my guest today. Robert Brill serves as the CEO of Brill Media, a media buying agency that specializes in precision advertising to drive business growth. Remarkably, the company has been recognized 10 times on prestigious lists such as the Inc. 5000 and Financial Times 500. Robert is not only a member of the Forbes Business Council, but also a part of the Fast Company Executive Board, where he shares insights on enhancing user experience, business growth strategies, data targeting, local advertising, and white label media buying. Furthermore, he's a sought-after speaker on topics like advertising, marketing, AI, and entrepreneurship, addressing business owners nationwide. You can learn from Robert Brill's expertise in precision advertising and his success in growing a media buying agency, emphasizing the importance of data-driven strategies and effective marketing practices for business growth. So, Robert, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Candy. Appreciate it.
I'm glad to have you here. And before I get into questions on the topic, I always love to ask my guests, you know, to tell a little bit more about their story, how they got where they are. So tell me how you became an entrepreneur.
Yeah. So right out of college, I told my parents I'm going to be an entrepreneur. And they're like, you don't know anything. And I said, okay, I guess I got to go find a job. I've always been interested in mass media. And I've been very I never had the talent to be a rock star or some sort of famous actor. So I thought it would be very interesting to focus my career around projects and work that a lot of people would see, even though my name might not be directly on it. And so advertising was a really good fit. And it pairs up my interest in sort of like mass communication with like the math and the data component of it, because there's a lot of math and understanding how to use data effectively. So what I do is ad buying, and it's really around getting the right people to see the right ads at the right time. So yeah, 20 years in the advertising business, 10 of those years I've been building Brill Media, my agency, and we go to market to help other agencies do their ad buying effectively so they can grow and scale.
Perfect. Well, thank you for that background. I always enjoy hearing the story, and it helps explain, you know, why I even have you as a guest, you know, talking about this topic, you know, showing your expertise. So as an experienced advertising professional too, can you tell the listener, like, what are key insights that they really should know about how to grow their business through marketing strategies?
Yeah, there's a few things. If you're starting up, so advertising is when you spend money to deliver deliver a message to an audience. It's like when you pay for a 15 or 30 second commercial on Hulu or on television, or if you pay Facebook or Google or TikTok to run your messages. So that's advertising. And you're paying for the message to be delivered. Now, if you aren't paying for the message to be delivered, if you're posting it on social and getting organic views or something else, that's not advertising. So when I talk about advertising, what I'm really saying here is, you really want to know that you have a message. There's two ways to use advertising. Number one, the way most companies use it, you have the right message and you want to amplify that message so you can get more people to buy from you. The second reason, and the less sort of like thought about reason, but still incredibly valid, is to understand the right messages that are most relevant for your business. The key to understand here, though, is that your goals need to change when you're doing different types of advertising. So the advertising with the goal of generating sales, you're measuring your effectiveness based on, are you keeping your accounting team busy, right? Like, are you generating leads and sales? You don't need likes, comments, and shares. What you actually need are people to spend money with you. So that's the most often used way of advertising. But the least, you know, not thought about as much is when you run ads to understand the types of messages that resonate for your business. And that's a really great way of ascertaining product market fit. We tell customers you should never advertise. You shouldn't advertise with the expectation of growing your sales if you don't have product market fit. And product market fit is when you know what to say, how to say it, and how to price your business in a way that will result in a sale. And maybe you've talked to people and they buy from you, or you post social media and they buy from you, and then it's time to start advertising. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have product market fit, like, I'll give you an example of what that looks like. Product market fit here, I'm in Los Angeles. You don't see any, I'm sure there's one somewhere, but you don't see any meaningful volume of Caribbean fast food in Los Angeles. I'm sure it'd be great. I would certainly eat it. But at the end of the day, I'm sure companies have tried and they've said, nah, there isn't a literal taste for it. People don't want to eat Caribbean fast food. So that's an example of not having product market fit. You might have the absolute best Caribbean fast food that there ever existed, but the taste doesn't align with what people want. That's an example of having a product, but there's no market for it. For most businesses, having product market fit is much more about understanding the intricacies of what your customer wants and being able to talk about it in a meaningful way. So to wrap all that up is to say, advertise, spend money to amplify your message when you know that the right message exists to deliver sales. Or secondarily, use advertising just to understand the right types of messages, and it's far less expensive to do that. What is a product market fit is when people buy from you. I mean, that's when you know you have product market fit fundamentally. I'll tell you how I did it. So my customers are B2B, business to business. I'm selling primarily to other agencies because we like to align with insanely talented people who have ambitious goals. Mm-hmm. And the biggest way to win one client and ultimately get lots of recurring business for us is to partner with agencies. They have their own clients and they need a business like ours to do ad buying because they might do the creative work. Creative is like the logo, you know, just do it from Nike. All the visuals, filming commercials, animating stuff, building websites, all the visual stuff that people see and the written stuff that people see, that's the creative work. And they're geniuses at what they do. And I like hanging out with geniuses. And so we partner with these companies because what I don't have any clue how to do effectively is the creative stuff, but what they don't know how to do effectively is the ad buying stuff. So we make a good pair. Mm-hmm. So I spent 2 years, and your product market fit doesn't have to take that long, but I spent 2 years talking to companies and paying attention to when their eyes rolled into the back of their head because I was talking too much. And it's like, okay, so what am I saying when they're leaning in, when they're paying attention? What am I saying to them? What are the combination of words that really get their attention? And I learned a few things. You know, to accelerate your process and product market fit, we can talk about how to do that for your company, but the fundamentals are focus on the customer's problems. Mm-hmm. And the best way to identify your customer's problems, I don't care what you're selling. You're selling B2B services, you're selling dental equipment, you're selling Crest toothpaste, mobile phones, like fancy cups that my Spode, that's the name of the cup. My wife likes this stuff and I like it too. I'm bougie like that. But whatever you're selling, focus on the problems that your customer has. And the way you understand the problems that your customer has is you go to Reddit or you go to Amazon and you look at people expressing the problems about your services. So for example, what I do is I go to Reddit and I go to the digital advertising or digital agency subreddit, or I go to the entrepreneur subreddit and I say, what are the problems that people are expressing? And then I run ads to understand which of those problems really resonate into the larger marketplace. It's a very fast way to ascertain product market fit. So what I did when I was doing this in 2014 and 2015 was talking to a lot of people, networking, conferences, meetups, etc. And so when I started to pick up business from these conversations was when I said, hey, I understand you as a restaurant owner, for example, because I was talking to whoever I could talk to. I was like grasping for straws. Like, it was like, okay, you don't care that I understand programmatic advertising, because you know what? You don't even understand what programmatic advertising is. And that's okay. That's jargon. Half the people in advertising don't understand what programmatic advertising is. Like, let's first rule of advertise programmatic, don't talk about programmatic. And by the way, that's just a phrase of using data targeting and automations. Basically, when you buy Facebook ads, that's an example of programmatic, using data and algorithms. So don't talk about algorithms. Talk about your problems, restaurant owner. Mm-hmm. Your problems are the following. Between 2 to 5, you don't have enough butts in seats. At noon, you want more, you want higher order value. You're swamped, but you want people to spend more money. And, you know, you might have a problem at dinner. So when I start talking about the problems you have, hey, I understand that you need more butts in seats between 2 to 5. So let's address that period of time and market to that need and have a separate marketing strategy for how we're going to get people to spend more at your restaurant when they're there, possibly by marketing to people with more disposable income. You start to really speak to the problems of the person you're talking to, because at the end of the day, all we need to do is talk to the problems that we're of the people we're talking to, and that's how you get their attention. Mm-hmm. People don't often know the problems that they have. They feel it in their heart, in their soul, it's in the back of their head, but they don't know how to express it a lot of times. If you would have asked people in the 1910s, what do you want? I want a faster horse, but they got a car instead. The customer often doesn't know what they want. Mm-hmm. But you can find nuggets in the problems that they're facing and the problems that they express, market to those problems, and then you become the solutions provider. Because what the customer hears fundamentally is, hey, you verbalized something that I didn't even know I was thinking, but it clearly resonates with me. Then you have the person's attention. And once you have the person's attention, then you got to go all in and tell them how your service or your product helps them. That's how you mm-hmm. achieve product market fit. You test a lot of things.
Right. Well, and there's so many different methods out there now. And some people might think some are like old school, like, you know, maybe mailing something now, you know, is still a form of advertising, but maybe some people think that's not something to use so much anymore. And they think social media is the place to be, you know, but can you maybe just talk about what are the advertising platforms that businesses could or should be using? And, you know, why are they effective for certain types of, you know, businesses or things like that?
Yeah. I'll first start by saying you want a professional to weigh in on that. So for mm-hmm. us, you know, we start consulting gigs. Like if you spend like $1,000 with us, we'll help you figure this out. You don't have to spend more money than that. We'll give you the strategy. But that $1,000 is going to help you not waste the next $10,000. Mm. Whether the $10,000 is in a month or a year, you're going to know where to go to spend it, right? So you can ascertain our knowledge and then go off and do it yourself. And then we mm-hmm. would advise you to work with us or another expert to do it for you, but you can do it yourself. But the strategy is the most important plan here, most important part of the process. So the reason I say that is because it's not what the marketplace does. It literally doesn't matter what anyone else does. What matters is what's right for you at this moment in time. Mm-hmm. So that's the ultimate answer, but I'll give you some guidance. 47.7% of all digital ad spend, about $140 billion, will be spent on two platforms this year in the US, Google and Meta. So chances are you should be on Google and Meta. Mm-hmm. Now, should you be on Google or Meta? Well, that's highly dependent on your business. If you're a flower shop, what you're looking for, and I'll give you the example of the flower shop in a moment, what you're looking for is that. So, we think about the world like this. All of us as consumers are sort of like sharing dust of data about who we are. When we make a Google search, when we open up our phone, the apps we use, the searches that we make, the physical places that we go, all of that is being tracked. Like if you go to Walmart, I can serve you an ad because I know you walked into a Walmart.
Right.
Okay. I can serve you an ad based on your credit score, the lifestyle you live. Like, are you like one dog, one child, two parents, and two cars? Are you upper class, middle class, lower class? Are you urban or suburbia? Are you in the country? Like, do you watch Netflix? Are you into sci-fi? All that stuff. Do you, you know, who's the decision maker in the household? All that information. So we leave this dusting of data. So you as the business owner need to answer the question, what piece of data can I latch onto that is a clear indicator that my customer is ready to buy and maybe they should buy from me? Mm-hmm. So the example of the flower shop is the following. You go to Google search, you type in flower shops near me, your ad for the flower shop should show up. Mm-hmm. It's very straightforward. It's very linear. It's one-to-one. So if you're a flower shop, probably you should be running ads on Google, maybe only on Google. But if you're a company that requires higher ticket, you're spending a lot of money, there's partnership, there's services, you need to educate more. And by educating more, you might want to run ads on LinkedIn. LinkedIn does really well for us. And last year we had 10x ROAS, return on ad spend, on LinkedIn. So you need to understand the places that will give you the best data. So if you're B2B, data on LinkedIn is second to none. Mm-hmm. And what you want to do on LinkedIn is run so there's ads both on LinkedIn and Meta, but in this example for LinkedIn, where you can click on the ad and a lead form shows up where you ask the person name, phone number, email address, maybe ask them one or two other questions, and they submit that information and it shows up in your CRM, your HubSpot, your Zoho, your Salesforce, whatever the case is. You don't have to build a landing page. You don't have to build a website. None of that. It just lives on your form inside LinkedIn. They never leave LinkedIn. You have the same experience on Meta as well, and that does really well for us, where you click on an ad on Meta, you never go to the landing page, your website, and you go to, instead you go to a form, you fill out the form, the data shows up in your HubSpot or your CRM solution. So you've got to think about all these elements. So where should you advertise? Probably Google and Meta. If you're B2B in any way, you probably want LinkedIn. And then if you're like under 40, your product is really good for under 40, consider advertising on TikTok. But again, that's not to say that if we advertise on TikTok and it works, right? So we're boring B2B and TikTok works, right? If you're female focused, focus on LinkedIn. I'm sorry, focus on Pinterest. Focus on Pinterest. If you are, I don't know, if you're tech, and you are politics or entrepreneurship, look at X, formerly Twitter. If you for general brand to build awareness and to capture some sales, look at connected television. The other component of this is to say that, you know, most businesses have been trained to believe that you need one-to-one sales. You spend $10, you're going to get $20 back. The reason that happens is because there's foundational awareness for your business. There's a lot, like I'll give you an example. There's a lot of manufacturers in China who can easily create a brand and advertise on Amazon or advertise on Meta, like selling widgets, whatever it is. But they're not going to be as effective as Sony, as LG, as Apple, because no one knows what that random company in China stands for, who they are. They have no brand. They have no awareness. So when they advertise a thing that gets sold a lot by other companies, those other companies get the sale because they've built the brand. It's how people think about your business. So what we advocate for aggressively is take a portion of your budget and build that brand. Build a persona in your customer's mind about what the name of your business stands for. And that's a very controversial point, because a lot of marketers I talk to say, no, none of that. We just need sales. Mm-hmm. And but I've been in this for 20 years. The way you get sales is people know who you are and care about you. And then when you run connected television ads on Hulu and Roku and Netflix and Paramount Plus and Amazon Prime, it's not going to be as effective from the perspective of it's not going to be, you know, $10 in and $20 out. But guess what? Your Google search ads are going to be far more effective. Mm-hmm. And your SEO links are going to be far more effective because people are seeing you at the top, they're Googling you, and now they convert on Google. The worst mistake you're going to make is turn off the connected television ads because Google's performing. Because you turn off your demand, in 2 months you've suffocated all the demand, your Google search starts to become more expensive and less effective. So you're thinking about the dynamics of how consumer behavior works, and there's a lot of platforms you want to think like an engineer and test all the time.
Right. Well, you even mentioned TikTok, right? And I know some people are afraid of TikTok because they're here, you know, China and this and that. And so they don't even want to be on there. Yet I've also heard on the other side that people who are only on TikTok and have been successful are, you know, afraid that it's going to be banned now, you know, in the United States. So there's a lot of this just upheaval right now with TikTok even. So like, do you recommend if someone's not using it, go ahead and start, or, you know, yes, maybe it's not best, you know,
build the muscle. Mm-hmm. Build the muscle, because for a lot of reasons. Number one, if you get good at something, that good will transfer elsewhere. If it if TikTok goes away, you've built a way to make it work on Reels. Mm-hmm. Right? It's what you're learning is the art part of, you know, advertising is a mix of science and art. So you've got to make the art part work. Mm-hmm. And TikTok currently is a great algorithm to find people. It's the town square, right? Like, it's prime time. It's 100% prime time programming. It's exactly what you want and need right now. And you want your business message to be in front of people algorithmically and with advertising. You want your message to be put in front of the people who are most interested in what you have to say. Mm-hmm. So if it goes away, look, you're not gonna like the you're not gonna time stuff. Like, just like you don't time the stock market, you're never gonna get the high of the stock market or the low. Like, if you try, right? You're never gonna time the housing bubble. Interest rates are supposed to go down, and we're waiting for that. And who the heck knows if it's actually gonna go down? And inflation is much higher than they expected it to be last year. So interest rates aren't going down, like. You cannot spend your life waiting for like things that are dramatically out of your control to happen. Mm-hmm. What you have is today and the foreseeable future. And the foreseeable future says that TikTok is going to be around. Will it exist in a year or 2 years from now? I think the answer is yes, because I think there's too much money at play to say that it's going to go away. I'd be shocked if it goes away.
Mm-hmm. Right. So just in terms of even like the advertising again and your reach and finding the right, you know, things to do, like, do you have any tips in terms of, yes, you should be doing video, or you should have a mailer, or you should write a blog, or, you know, like, what are the types of things maybe that will help, especially if someone is a small business and they don't really have a large budget yet, and maybe they can't use a marketing agency to help them yet? Like, do you have any like tips to help them still get their message out?
Yeah. So a couple things you need to think about this. You first need to understand the landscape of what's happening in marketing and advertising. Marketing is the top level thing. And underneath marketing, you have search engine optimization, PR and press, brand, creative, advertising. You have affiliates. I feel like maybe I'm missing one or two, but those are the main things. Like, most of your money in the US is spent on those elements of marketing. Mm-hmm. So now you've got to determine what's going to be most relevant for you. So this equation works for if you don't have money, but you have time. And when I say don't have money, it doesn't mean you have $0. It just means you've got to like take whatever little you have and make sure it lasts extra long. Okay. Mm-hmm. And this, so you want SEO. Search engine optimization is going to be valuable for you. So SEO ensures that when people search for things that your business is relevant for, that you show up. So that's number one. You want SEO. That's a long-term process. I mean, you would have to pay someone to do it, or you can do it yourself, but you got to learn how to do it. I tried to spend 5 years trying to figure out how to do it. Again, if you want a consult on that, happy to give you the consult on that. You want SEO. the next thing you want to post on social. The challenge with posting on social, it might feel like you're yelling into a black hole and no one's hearing you. But you can get bits of data that are going to be relevant, right? The big part of this is your advertising in 2024 and marketing in 24. This was the same in 1950. It's all about the creative. It's all about the creative. If you're saying stuff that is relevant to your customer, it will work. If it's not relevant to the customer, it won't work. Mm-hmm. So you want to give yourself, going back to the TikTok question, you want to give yourself the best shot at success. And TikTok is a really great algorithm to prime people. You have a lot of attention on TikTok. Like the 3 hours before you go to bed, like you're on TikTok, or 2 hours or 1 hour, and it intersperses throughout the day, right? You're there. So that's number one. You want to create that content. You want to then understand the types of content that resonate for your customers. What are you saying and how are you saying it in a way that's relevant? The hard part is for a business owner, and I have a 20-person team, but I still feel like on some initiatives, I have to do it on my own because I'm doing stuff that is pushing the business forward, and my team is doing the stuff that needs to happen to keep our clients happy. So in some sense, I'm still that solopreneur trying to make things happen for my business. I'm still testing Facebook ads. I'm still learning new ways to ensure, like, one of the things that I fundamentally, like, one of the things that is in my heart and soul that, like, pains me is I never feel like I'm good enough. I never feel like I'm getting all the work done. I never feel like I'm making the best decisions. And that pushes me to act like it's all going to fall apart tomorrow. Because and how can you possibly say that when you have a 20-person team, many millions of dollars in revenue every year, all that stuff? Mm-hmm. I've recently come to embrace that. Like it feels like I'm never doing enough. I'm not smart enough. It's not happening. Like I need to do more. So the point of that all is to say, I'm still the same entrepreneur that has, as when I started, I'm just much smarter about how to be an entrepreneur more effectively, and I know where to allocate my time. So if I'm just starting out completely new from scratch, search engine optimization is going to be killer for you. Post on social, figure out the type of content that works, repeat that, take the best content, run it as ads. I would, you know, you can test, like you can, for like $500, a one-time $500 thing, you can test 10 or 20 different ads and understand which of the like elements really resonate for your business. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be what you want to understand is that growth engine. You're looking for predictable, repeatable, and scalable. Mm-hmm. You want to know that like you can make 100 phone calls and get 2 clients or 10 clients out of that. Like you would do that all day. You would go to the 100 phone calls so you can get 10 clients. That's great. 10 clients. Mm-hmm. 10 new clients spending millions of dollars a year, massive for our business.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
Right. So if someone now is saying, okay, now I'm going that next step and I want to work with an agency to help me who can give me the strategy and, you know, all the things to do, like what are the kind of things that they should look for to make sure that it is a great match?
Yeah. Look, agencies, The problem for you as a business owner is that everyone, their mother, can be an agency. Mm-hmm. Like you need a computer, an internet connection, and a Facebook account. And there you go. You can sell me Facebook ads. I think first and foremost, what you need to find is people with experience. Like, and wrinkles. wrinkles. That's experience. Stress. Experience. Like go to people's LinkedIn. And ask yourself, like, that were they a crypto expert 3 years ago, and before that they were in real estate? Mm-hmm. They might, that person may not be around in a year to service your business, right? So you need people who have longevity. It's just a matter of truth. If you're doing something for a long time, you will get better at it, or you figured out how to survive. Both equally valuable. So that's the next thing. So that's experience. You never want to be in a situation where you don't know what your agency is doing. Mm-hmm. You never want agencies to tell you, oh, we guarantee You don't want them to make any guarantees, by the way. People get taken advantage of when they're given guarantees. It's easy to buy off of guarantees because you get taken advantage of. Guarantees, I'm going to 10x your sales in the next 3 months. Like, there's no way for you to, as an agency, there's no way for you to guarantee that. It's zero truth. What we guarantee is contractual stuff. We guarantee we will spend we will spend your $10,000. You will get this advertising, this method of this type of performance. Like, we're going to get this many impressions or this many clicks, and we guarantee that we're going to optimize your best efforts to drive sales. So what you need, here's what you need. You need pixels to be placed on your website so you can track activity from your website. You need a testing framework so that there are calibration points along the campaign so you can understand, well, this headline isn't really effective, so let's try this other headline. You need to learn something about your business along the way. It should not be opaque. Everything you do has to be transparent. Like, you need to know what the agency's doing for you. Like, and know that it's not always going to work. But what the role of an agency is to be a partner to steward you up the mountain. It's like the Sherpa, right? On the mountains that people climb, right? You've never been there. You have no idea what to do. These people do it all day, every day for the last 20 years. I will walk with you to be your partner so that you can be effective. That doesn't mean I'm going to pull miracles out of the sky. You're not going to be a millionaire by Sunday. Right. Mm-hmm. So context, perfect. Communication, and consistency are going to be relevant here. Able to talk, able to understand what the data says. Why is the campaign doing well? Why is the campaign not doing well? How do we improve? You can always improve. How do we squeeze a little bit more margin? How do we squeeze a little bit more return on ad spend? Those are the types of things your agency needs to be talking to you about. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I know we're coming to the end of time we have together. So I'd love to ask, do you have an offer that you would like to extend with our listeners? And also, how can they contact you?
Yeah. So go to grow.brillmedia.co/creative. It rolls off the tongue. Grow.brillmedia.co/creative. You're going to get our free creative testing framework. This is basically what we use to understand which ads work and which don't, so you can 10x your business. This is how this is the practice that we use to ensure that our clients are happy with their performance, with their advertising investment. The way you reach us, I'm Robert@brillmedia.co. I'm the owner of the company. Or you can go to our website, brillmedia.co, and click on Start Now. There'll be a form. You can share your challenges and concerns, and you'll get on a call with me and we'll talk about it and work with a marketing strategy. Or if you just want a consultation, reach out. Tell me you need consultation on SEO or ads or creative testing, whatever. We'll do the consultation, and we'll give you an hour or 2 hours or whatever you need to ensure that you're successful.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Robert, for being a guest on my show and talking about this topic. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Candy.
And to the listener, if you enjoyed today's topic and you want to hear additional information, you can find access to the exclusive content in the show notes. Thank you for tuning in today. Would you please share this episode with those you know and leave a review on your favorite platform? And if you find our show informative, would you consider being a financial sponsor to help me continue my mission to educate business owners? A link is located in the episode description, and no amount is too small. I'd really appreciate your support. If you are interested in connecting with our guest and receiving the offer they had to share, a link to our resource page is in the show notes. Finally, if you have any bookkeeping or payroll needs, reach out to us at 310-534-5577 or contact@abandp.com. My team and I are eager to assist you. Until next time, have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Biz Help For You. Please join your host, Candy Messer, again next time. Have a terrific day.